Hey, we're coming to you live from the Schrixon Studios along the Redneck Riviera, right here in Lower Alabama, and glad to have you on board with us as this is Southern Fairway Sports Radio, and you're listening to us live on great radio stations in Alabama and along the Gulf Coast, or maybe via southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can always get the FM Talk app. It's free. Just go to FM Talk 106.5. You can leave a voicemail, you can text, you can do all of that when you're on a very free app, and that's always good when it's free, no doubt about it. Hey, we got a big show lined up for you today, a lot going on, as we will talk some golf here, and we do that with our buddies. He's PGA teaching professional, and he's the dog at Coral Creek Golf Club. Our guy, our dog, Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, man, good to be in the studio, and thankful for all that we have, and the weather looks good for today. Get a little golf in today, and then tonight we got a little rain into tomorrow, so check your tee times, check your weather for tomorrow. But glad to be here and hope we can talk a little golf. Got some good news to talk about, and nice to be here.
Absolutely. Well, this is the show where we talk sports. I am your host, Randy Bergen. We're joined by War Eagle TV's Doug Holton. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Randy. It's great to be here. Great sports day today.
It is. There's a lot going on.
Just watching the tube here. We got Senior Bowl today. It's really a great sports day. Carolina Duke later today.
Say no more. Say no more.
Auburn and Ole Miss. Alabama's playing.
Yeah.
Some hoops. And
we're going to go through all of that.
And we got Pebble Beach.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Can you play some?
I can tell you a guy that's played Pebble Beach. Yeah?
No, not yet, but I am working my way out there. My brother and my cousin have been out there a number of times and played, and I've watched pictures of them doing it, and every time I see it, I get a little bit more upset and jealous. I guess it's fair, right? Upset and jealous is okay, right?
That is the voice of one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. We call him the voice, Matt Brandt there. And well, Matt, you've had the opportunity to go play a lot of different places. Most of us would have on our bucket list. You've had that opportunity. So
I'm not going to complain, but no, I still would love to get out there to Pebble. Pebble looks fantastic, and the golf out there is amazing.
We're going to talk about that coming up in just a little bit. But, of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Be sure and visit them. They're located east of I-65 on Dolphin Street, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. A lot going on, all right? As you mentioned, Doug, we got the Senior Bowl, the 75th Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile. All eyes are there. As a matter of fact, we have a buddy that may be coming in. I have tickets for one Tiger Mike, who will be in here in just a little bit to pick those up.
Wow.
So we'll talk a little bit about that. Some local guys playing over there. Young man from South Alabama. Auburn's got some folks. Alabama's got some folks. We'll talk all about that. And I'm going to kind of give you my thought. You know, it used to be the North and South, and we talked a little bit about this on the Prep Sports Report, the North versus the South. I like that. Mm. Now it's the American versus the National. I mean,
yeah.
And you've got players that play for in the SEC, some are playing on one side and some are playing on the other, and you get, I don't know, it seems confusing to me, but Jim Nagy does a great job. So
yeah, they just changed the name, Randy. Come on now, it's American and National. You can substitute in North and South if you want to.
Thank you. I will.
An early start for the Senior Bowl
12
today.
O'clock.
Yeah, which is a good move because of Mardi Gras, I think. And yeah, as you mentioned, some Auburn guys in there, Nehemiah Pritchett and DJ James, who are from close around here, and Alabama's got a bunch of guys too. And we had a nice talk with Brian Brinsfield, former Auburn Tiger, who was from Spanish Fort and played at Fairhope, and he was out at practice for us Thursday, if you want to check it out on the website.
Now, were you out there? Did you get a chance to go out to any of the practices?
I have been to practice, but didn't go to Thursday's practice, which he was at. Yeah,
I got you. Well, very good. Hey, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with our good friend. He is the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Ray Schuessler is going to be on with us. He'll have a golf tip for us. Ray loves basketball, I'm going to tell you. So we're going to talk some SEC basketball with him. During the Alabama basketball games, he and I go back and forth texting. Man, look at Sears. I mean, you know, we have fun. We have fun. He'll be on. He's got a great tip for you, and we'll talk some basketball and football with him coming up. Bobby, right now, time for our Schrixon Cleveland Golf Tip of the Week.
Well, it's not our favorite subject, but it has to be discussed. You have a perfect shot down the middle of the fairway, and it ends up in a divot. and there's no release. A divot is not an abnormal ground condition, therefore you're not entitled to relief. So you bomb your drive down the middle, you get there, and the hole is filled with, the divot is filled with sand, and the secret to making good contact is hitting down on the golf ball. So when the ball is in the divot, you want to play it back an inch or two in your stance, put more weight on your front foot, the foot closest to the target. Okay, remember that. It promotes a steeper downswing, steepens the swing so that you strike the ball first, and don't be intimidated by it. Don't be timid. Open your club face. Don't close it. A lot of people say, well, it's in a divot, I'm going to close my club face. That causes a digging sensation, and you'll pull it left. Open your club face, and if you need to, take a little more club, but open it up and go after that ball. Keep your weight on your front foot and hit down on the ball. Be aggressive with it. You'll find that you'll get more spin and you'll hit greens with it. So unfortunately, divots under USGA are not abnormal ground conditions. They're not ground under repair. You have to play the ball as it lies. And that's one of the basic rules of golf. When you go play, if you play by the rules, play it as you find it. So when you're in a divot, just take that advice. Be aggressive. Open your club face and hit down on it.
I think another thing to incorporate in that is to have a good attitude. Have a Tom Watson attitude.
Another thing that playing the ball out of divot does is it keeps us all honest. You don't want to have your ball in a divot, so what do? Repair it with your sand. Go pick up the divot that you hit. Put that grass back, pat it down, make it a little bit better than it was so the next guy doesn't have that same issue. If you'll do that, it's like going to the coffee shop. When we go through the drive-thru now, you ever have the guy in front of you pay for your coffee when you come up?
Never.
Never.
that's happening a lot now.
It never happens.
Pay for the guy behind you.
Not well, that going over a toll bridge.
The guy behind you is going to appreciate that cup of coffee. What are you going to do? You're going to buy the guy behind you a cup of coffee. Well, that's kind of how the divot works in the fairway. Yeah. So repair it, make it a better place for the next guy.
And I'd like to add one other thing. Please rake the bunker. I'm so tired. And you've seen it, Bobby, because I made a – look, right there's the rake. The guy had to step over the rake to get in the bunker, and yeah, then he didn't come back and rake it. All right? Rake the bunker. Leave it better than you found it. All right?
There you go.
So, hey, by the way, I do want to mention our good friends over at Fairhope Golf Works. JTP Ryan and Avery Reed, they're doing a great job. You paid a little visit to them the other day, did you not, Matt?
We had a great visit. I went out there and spent some time with Avery, a couple hours on a club fitting, just trying to figure out what in the world could be bought to improve my swing, because apparently just improving my swing wasn't working. And he's got so much knowledge. He's worked with the PGA for years, master club fitter, fantastic equipment out there, just – he knows more in his little pinky than I do about golf clubs my entire life. So, really great experience. Got some clubs ready for me to pick up today. I'm going to try to get out there and grab those. And we'll talk next time we play golf to see if it's going to be worth it. I mean, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I haven't had brand new clubs actually fitted for me that weren't just off the shelf ever. So having these dialed in, if I can just find a way to swing the same every time, then I might get really good at this game. It's possible.
And you would be, there is you would a chance. Be ahead of most people.
You would be if right. You could do it the same way every time. Bobby Hall is the only one that can do that in this group.
Bobby's over there biting his tongue laughing.
Seriously, though, we tend to go into a store or to a place and buy clubs off the rack. Well, I can wear Randy's sport jacket, but it might be a little tight. I could wear your sport jacket, and it'd be too big for me. I could wear it.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't fit. If you get fit, you don't have to practice quite as much, and you have the positive attitude that these clubs fit me, and I'll strike the ball better. So don't just go buy something off the rack. Get some help, especially with shaft flex, lie angle, the length of the club, the size grip that you want. Fitting is a must, and it's just a good thing to do. If you're a complete beginner and you want to buy an inexpensive set off the rack to see if you're going to get started, that's one thing. But if you're into golf like you are, Matt, and like a lot of us are, take the time to get fit. Also, go to club fittings. Find out where Srixon is having a club fitting or any of the other major manufacturers. Go to those. It will help you experience a better time with your golf clubs. You'll be more confident. So good for you. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm playing with you and seeing that. Really excited about it. And we tried out four or five different sets with different shafts and weights, and it was incredible. I mean, I had no idea what how much went into a golf club and then finding one that just felt natural. And we came back to the TaylorMade. So, well, looking forward to it.
Avery does a great job. He is very knowledgeable. And JT used to work with us at Quail Creek. He's a fine teacher. And they do have, not FlightScope, but TrackMan. He's got the monitors in there. And the numbers that you get, let him read the numbers. You don't have to know, but he'll know what he's talking about. And you'll get a better deal on your clubs. But
we'll not say anything to our sponsor Shrixon about you getting TaylorMade. Okay?
Well, sorry.
All right, hey, be sure to check out our magazine. Joey Johnson is the publisher and editor in chief, and has produced another great magazine full of golf, travel, leisure, and more. You can pick one up. It's a free copy than most any golf course. You can go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com. When we come back, let's jump into some football. We'll do that as Southern Fairway Sports Radio rolls on. And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen, Bobby Hall, Doug Holton, and the voice, Matt Brandt, and you. Glad to have you here with us as we continue talking some sports. Of course, as we know today, the 75th playing of the Senior Bowl is the Reese's Senior Bowl, happening over at Hancock Whitney Stadium on the campus of South Alabama. And I got to tell you, if you've not been there, it is a beautiful, beautiful stadium. I had the opportunity to call a couple of games over there, and, man, I'll tell you, Doug, you've been there. You got
my mic on. There
no,
you go. I was going to say,
was
Randy,
by design.
The 75th anniversary, you've been to all of those, haven't you?
Just about. Thank you there, Doug. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. No, look, I think it's neat. Jim Nagy has done a great job. Phil Savage, I thought, did an outstanding job. Also, prior to Nagy, had an opportunity to play. Phil was a buddy and had an opportunity to play with Jim Nagy a year or so ago, golf.
Of course, our good buddy Vic Knight at the Senior Bowl for
a long time.
Late Vic Knight. Some good memories of the Senior Bowl back in the day.
You know, one of the kids that'll be playing there played a quarterback at South Alabama, Bradley Carter. And Carter Bradley. And the kid's got a great story. I mean, you've got to think playing, and we saw that whenever South Alabama played in their 68 Ventures Bowl, being able to play at home kind of gives you that little extra feeling. And I think for this kid here, being able to play in front of a hometown crowd.
He opens his own locker at the Senior Bowl, right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a good story. And looking forward to seeing him play. And, of course, a guy that played at Auburn and transferred to Oregon, Bo Nix, is going to play in the Senior Bowl today. And as I know, we talked to Brian, as I mentioned earlier in the week, and Brian had breakfast with his old friend from Auburn, Patrick Nix, who was down here watching Bo, and that's going to be a fun story to follow today as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Will Richard from Alabama will be playing over there, a couple of Alabama guys. So if you have a chance, get over there and just go over there and do a little tailgating. It'll be a lot of fun for sure. Also, we've got as we all know, the Super Bowl will be happening on February the 11th? So what?
Next week?
Joe Kane Day.
That's right. That's exactly right. Of course, you'll see the 49ers and the Chiefs. Right now, it looks like the 49ers are the favorite. Bobby, who would be your favorite in that?
I'm going to favor the 49ers, but Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, they're pretty tough. Pretty tough competition. I think it's going to be a good Super Bowl. I'm going to pull for the 49ers.
I think Purdy's done a great job.
Yes.
And as I said last week, I'm a big fan of McCaffrey. The kid just runs hard. I'd love watching him run a football.
Yep.
And I'm going with the 49ers on this one. So,
you know, I'm an AFC guy, so I've always kind of pulled for the AFC. Really wanted Miami to have a chance to do something, but they lost at the end of the season. And I'm going to pull for the AFC. The Kansas City Swifters. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs. Probably going to need a little help from Purdy, but I'm going to pull for KC and see if they can pull it out.
I understand that Taylor already has her jet spot in for the Super Bowl. So how can you pull against Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl, Randy?
Pretty simple. Yeah. Look, I know there's a lot of Swifties out there. All right. And that's good. That's good for you. All right. Doesn't do anything for me. Yeah. I think now she has done, she's brought a lot of money to the NFL. I think $331 million was what I saw, which is great. Brought in some new fans maybe to the NFL. And I'll tell you, we talked about a little bit on the Prep Sports Report, is I think you're going to see more folks kind of now gravitate to the NFL with the way things are happening in the collegiate ranks right now with that NIL, and that's a mess. Yeah. Ask Tennessee right now. Maybe we'll get into that in just a few moments. But I think you're going to see more people kind of gravitating to the NFL.
You're going to see a lot younger crowd watching NFL, watching the Super Bowl than have ever watched it before because of the Swifters out there. What's going to be interesting to me is when Kelce and Taylor Swift break up, how many record deals are going to come out of this? And to see, it, you know,
The song be?
It's going to be, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But there's going to be a song. But it's crazy how that has taken over ESPN's broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little annoying, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Bobby?
Travis Kelce plays in the American Century in Lake Tahoe. So the question's already been asked, what if Taylor shows up to watch him play golf?
Oh, my gosh.
Security level go through the roof. But fortunately for my friend Mike Milthorpe and the volunteers, that she's going to be in Europe that week on tour. She will not be there during the first 2 weeks of July. So it does kind of have an advantage because the crowds out there around Travis and Kelce and Mahomes and Justin Timberlake and those guys, it's just crazy. If she shows up, oh, my gosh.
And you've got our tickets.
It could be as big a crowd as a Ryder Cup if she showed up.
Bobby, take just a second, because we kind of touched on it last week. You're fresh back from the LPGA first event. What was a big story for you down there at the Hilton Garden Vacations Tournament of Champions?
The heartbeat of the LPGA is very strong right now. I think it's very upcoming. And they've already announced that the match coming up in February – has got Lexi Thompson and Grace and then Justin Thomas, and they're going to play in the match in February. So this is the first time the LPGA will play in that. But Nelly Korda did an outstanding job. She came in second or third behind Lydia Ko. Then the next week, Lydia Ko is on the heels of Nelly Korda, and Nelly wins that event. So they're off to a great start. They're great competitors. One big thing, and Randy, I sent you the video, is the workout session that these girls do prior to them playing, the stretch bands that they use. I mean, prior to ever hitting a golf ball, they're warming up 30 and 40 minutes doing stretch band exercises. It looks like a boxing match fixing to start, the way they work out. And they're strong, and their timing on their swing is great. We all like watching the ladies swing because their rhythm seems to be a little more polished than the men that just blast after the golf ball. So that's the biggest thing, is I think the LPGA is in a strong place right now, and look for it to grow and get better and better.
Bobby, you obviously the head rules official for the celebrity side of that event. What big celebrity call did you have? Or did you have one? Or how many did you have?
Oh, yeah, I think the big one was Derek Lowe had hit it close to an out-of-bounds stake.
He's a good guy. A
very nice guy. Yeah. And he hit it next to an out-of-bounds or close to an out-of-bounds stake and had to stand we were trying to get him to stand on the cart path and hit it left-handed. But he said, no, I'm going to play it right-handed. He had to back into a bush. And he was arguing that he should get relief. Well, he wasn't out of bounds. He had to stand out of bounds. And he had to stand in one of those spiky little plants that will poke you in the rear end. Hurt a little bit.
There you go.
And he just kept barking that he was entitled to relief, but he wasn't. But he was good-natured about it. At the end, we had a lot of fun with it. Really nothing real serious. I did have a new ruling with Gabby Lopez. Her ball was in the bunker, and she had her golf ball and saw it and everything, and she went down into the bunker, took her stance in the bunker, and as she took her stance, the sand rolled over the golf ball, so she couldn't see it anymore. Oh, wow. Are you entitled to see your golf ball? If you cause that sand to move, the answer is no. You know, usually in a bunker, you're in search of it, you can remove enough sand to see the top of the ball. Well, when she took her stance in the bunker, the sand went over it. She's not entitled to relief. She had to play it where she couldn't see it.
Wow.
So that was a little bit unusual. We had to get a ruling from the USGA on that one.
And put on a blindfold too, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, the same. We left the door open, and Tiger Mike has made it in the house. He's picked up his tickets. He is headed to the Senior Bowl, which kicks off, as you mentioned, Doug, at 12 o'clock today. So I got his big LSU outfit on, and you won't miss him. About 6'7".
Tiger Mike, that jersey looks like a hockey uniform. Does LSU have a hockey team? Club team.
The club team.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Well, that's a good-looking outfit. I like that. Well, congratulations on the tickets.
Well, hang tight because we're going to take a break here in about 2 minutes. So we're going to holler at you for just a second. Real quick, get you caught up on the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It looks like Thomas Dietrich, the German, right now has he's in a tie with Ludwig Åberg and Scotty Scheffler, who shot 69-64. Those guys at 11-under. Patrick Cantlay is at 10-under, and Justin Thomas, you had mentioned Justin played pretty well, 68-67. Good to see him back up there on that leaderboard right now, a T5 at 9-under. And I know you had your eyes on it yesterday, Doug.
Yeah, it's a nice leaderboard. It's a lot of big names up there. It's a great, obviously, a great place to play at Pebble Beach. A lot of tradition there. And all that foggy weather will be moving in, Randy.
Oh, it sure will be. Hey, congratulations to Matthew Pavon, who won last week at Torrey Pines. Wonderful golf course there. Of course, it's hard to beat Pebble Beach. One day you'll have that opportunity, I know.
We're going to make it happen. Someday we're going to get out to the American Century Tournament because Bobby's going to treat us to that event one day. We're all going to go to Pebble Beach because – I'm going to treat you to that one day.
I mean, oh, yeah. That's okay. There you go.
How many people are being treated here?
Let me tell you one thing about Matt. If Matt says, hey, I'm treating you, write it down. He's going to treat you. So it's on record. He's treating us to Pebble Beach. All right. But no, that'll be a lot of fun. And speaking of the American Century, that is something that you see every, the first week of July?
Correct.
At Lake Tahoe.
That's correct. Every July they have it. It's the longest running sports event by NBC.
Nice.
34 years.
Incredible.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, our very good friend Ray Schuessler. We'll talk some golf, we'll talk some basketball, and we'll talk some football with Ray in just a few moments. This is Southern Fairway Sports Radio. We return right after this. Bobby, just for you, the little polyester suit, your
what are you saying? He's more than a woman?
Your pump shoes are looking good. funny stuff. Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Randy Bergen, Bobby Hall, Doug Holton, The Voice, Matt Brandt, and you. And we're going to go to our Strixon phone line and welcome in a good friend of ours. He is the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, Ray Schuessler, on with us. Ray, how you doing, brother?
Great, guys. How y'all doing?
We are doing fabulous. I mean, absolutely fabulous. I know you're going to have a golf tip for us here in just a second, and we're going to talk some basketball with you and talk a little football as well. So we're going to wrap all that up in this segment right here. So before we get going, go ahead and lay a golf tip on us.
Okay, so I was out here this morning. Francis been in here working. Doug, future Auburn Tiger, and she's been working on her wedge game. We've been trying to get her trajectories with all of her wedges. So the tip I would give everybody as the season's starting to get cranked up is try to get comfortable with all of your wedges, trying to land your shots at a specific distance, and try to work on getting better at your trajectory. So if you have three wedges, two wedges, four wedges, just put a towel out there about 30 yards, 40 yards, 50, 60, hit all of them and just watch what the ball's doing, because there are going to be times where you're not going to want to land the ball deep up in the green. You want to see what a pitch and wedge flight looks like, et cetera. So if you're not real good at that, I would suggest you do that, and I think that will help see some scores come down this year.
Hey, Ray, Bobby Hall here. While I was at the LPGA event down in Orlando, that's what a lot of the caddies were doing, was stepping out with the rangefinder and taking little cones. And they would take a cone and put it at 10-yard increments. And then Lydia Ko would warm up. hitting to that, to those different distances. That was her warm-up exercise. Several of the girls, not just Lydia, but several of them were doing that. And those caddies are brave guys when they stand in on that driving range out there in the distance.
Well, they're not scared those girls are going to hit one in the middle of the ball and knock off one of their shins or whatever. So they're probably pretty confident they're going to hit it solid.
But that's a great point. Take a beach towel out there at 30, 40, and 50 and 60 yards. Get your wedges. That's interesting. Why is it so important
now at the Dick's or wherever? Get you some cones, and just if you got a practice facility that will allow you, just put them out at stagger the distances, and be surprised how much better your wedge game can get.
Now, I'm going to ask a specific question. You're talking about trajectory. Why is the trajectory so important? I mean, some people like to hit it nice and high. Some like that Texas wedge to burn it in there a little low with spin on it. What is the trajectory going to help you find beside your distance?
Well, yeah, there are situations, certainly, where you have to come in high over a bunker and hit it soft, but you should have a stock trajectory. And if you don't, you can't control the distance the ball's going to carry. If that trajectory is varying, your distance control is going to vary. So, when I'm coaching a student, I say, I want you, let's just find, a stock number. Let's play the ball center to back of center. Let's see what we have. Let's get a window. Tiger used to talk about his windows. He said, always hitting it through my windows. And everybody should have a window. And it's going to be a little different. But, we know now with all the information, the technology, most of the really good wedge players at 40, 50 yards, they're going to have about a 30-degree trajectory as far as 30 or less at that number. So, there's certain things we can do that the best are doing. And if we got that information, why don't we take advantage of it?
For folks listening there, what Ray's describing, if you look at a 3 or 4 story building, can you hit your wedge through the first story, the second story, and the third story windows is what he's talking about. There was a great commercial with Tiger years ago where he did it on the first try. He hit all the 4 different stories. So that trajectory and get your distance, some great stuff there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Visiting with Ray Schuessler, the Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. And, Ray, we talked a little golf, as we mentioned. Now let's talk a little basketball. I know that you and I always seem to go back and forth whenever Alabama seems to be playing. Some of those are good text. Some of those are not. I think we saw Alabama come from behind to beat Georgia the other day. But, hey, look, they've got a big game this afternoon at I think they play at 7:30. They're taking on Mississippi State. They're in Tuscaloosa. And right now Alabama leads the SEC, ranked 24th in the nation. They have a 7-1 record in the conference. Talk a little bit about what you see with this Alabama team.
Well, I was really encouraged to see Grant Nelson make those 2 three-point shots late in the game.
Right.
He's been struggling
big,
this year with that shot, and that was, one of the reasons they brought him in. So hopefully that'll give him a lot of confidence as we head down the latter part of the schedule. And they just, they just show a lot of resilience. Be down, 17-2. I was listening on my radio leaving work. It started early at 5:30, so mm-hmm. I caught most of the first half on my radio heading to Daphne. They couldn't hit the broadside of a barn shooting in the first half. And then as they started the second half, they just clamped down on defense. And Georgia has struggled this year closing out games. They lost a game to Florida in overtime on the road. SEC's deep this year. I think, they were talking the other night that we might get 6 to 8 teams in the tournament. So last part of the year is going to be interesting. We got to go to Auburn next week.
Well, no doubt. Doug?
Ray, I was just going to mention, I was listening to the Alabama game, too, coming home the other night, and Georgia was way up, and Alabama came back to win, and South Carolina beats Tennessee this week. Kentucky has lost a couple of games now. Like I said, South Carolina's playing well. Mississippi State, pretty good. We got Alabama-Auburn this week at Neville Arena. And really, 6-7 teams are in the mix heading into February here.
Yeah, Kentucky and Tennessee are playing tonight also, or today. So you've got some great games today. It's basketball season is just a lot of fun. You know, can't beat the NCAA tournament. It's just a blast. So it's
let me
kind of
give you that. Let me give you that schedule. I said, let me go ahead and give you the schedule for today. You'll see Arkansas at LSU. That's at 11 o'clock on ESPN2. South Carolina travels to Georgia. That on the SEC Network at noon. Missouri and Vanderbilt, 2:30 on the SEC Network. Florida will travel to Texas A&M, a 3 o'clock game on ESPN2. Number 16, Auburn. They'll be in Oxford to take on the Ole Miss Rebels on the SEC Network at 5 o'clock. Tennessee, ranked 5th. Kentucky ranked 10th. That happens at 7:30 on ESPN, and then Mississippi State in Tuscaloosa at 7:30 on the
Florida
Network.
And Florida's another good team that
they are.
I didn't mention, but they're on the upswing. I think this
right now,
SEC season.
Yeah, they're 5-3 right now, and I mean, you look at South Carolina 6-2, Auburn 6-2. Tennessee's 5-2, Ole Miss 5-3, Kentucky 5-3, Gators 5-3. I mean, they're all right there jammed together, and it's going to be interesting to see how they unclog this toward the end of the season for sure, Ray.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody's pulling for their team, and you're going to see some upsets. You're going to see some great games. I really am excited to see the last part of the season going into the SEC and NCAA tournament.
What do you think, Ray? Can Alabama go into the jungle Wednesday night and get a victory? A victory?
Of course.
I didn't ask you. Did I ask you, Ray?
You know, it's kind of like football. It doesn't matter. You know, we've seen upsets on both sides. You know, with bad teams beating good teams. It's that kind of game. Auburn's just a tough venue. I mean, you know,
it is.
Coach Pearl does a great job.
Seems like it's tight there. I mean,
it's who's going to make the free throws down the stretch, who's going to play defense, who gets hot, all the intangibles. And Auburn's going to be ready to play.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm sure
it really is.
They were not happy losing the game the other day.
Yeah,
hey, we're visiting Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club Mobile. Ray, we got about 60 seconds here. Real quick, let me turn and talk a little football with you. Of course, the Super Bowl next Sunday, 49ers Chiefs. We've already been around here. But, Doug, I don't think we got your prediction on that. Ray, who do you see winning that ball game?
Well, I think KC's going to be a tough out. I just think, you know, Mahomes is just one heck of a quarterback. I think he's the intangible there that is going to make the difference. San Francisco has a wonderful team. I just think Mahomes is just a different breed. He's just like unreal what he can do with the players he has around him. That I think that's going to be the difference. But you know.
All right, so what we hear you saying is you're picking the Chiefs. Okay, so there you go.
Well,
there
I just think Mahomes is Purdy's a great quarterback, but he's not in Mahomes' league. And I think, you know, if you look at the history of the game, the best quarterbacks generally do pretty good. And he's got a great coach. Andy Reid's one heck of a coach. I was pulling for the Ravens last week. I'm a big Ravens fan with Ozzie Newsome and all that. And Alabama ties, but you know they shut them down. And Lamar Jackson had one of the best seasons he's had.
Lamar Jackson was he wasn't on. I don't think he was on his game though. I can tell you,
no,
they had some struggles
there
for the Ravens,
anxious, right? But they still shut them down.
Yeah.
You know, he's still got to come out and play. And Kansas City's defense is spectacular. So,
yeah, true that. True that.
Well,
Ray, look, man, hey, we appreciate
you.
Hey, buddy, we got to run. Fixing to go into a hard break here. Thanks for taking time to be with us. Good luck to Frances Brown, and I know she'll be going to Auburn to play on that girls' golf team there. Ray, we will talk soon, my friend.
All right, thanks for having me. Y'all have a great day. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy, there you go. Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club Mobile. Big sports fan. I mean, he's a big sports fan.
Yeah, a special memory with his dad helping so much with the Super, the Senior Bowl.
That's right.
At Ladd Stadium all those years. His dad was the director of the stadium. So, special weekend for Ray.
There's no doubt. Hey, want to remind you, too, Boone's Thai Kitchen is open. So is Boudreaux's.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that when we come
back. Let's
do it. All right, don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairway Sports Radio right after this. And welcome back to Southern Fairways Sports Radio. Randy Bergen along with Doug Holton, Bobby Hall, and Matt Brandt here. You know him as a voice over at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. And, Bobby, you were sharing a great story with us right there during the break. Would you mind sharing that with the audience?
Oh, just listening to Coach Saban talk about one of his plays as a sophomore in high school where he went over to the coaches, fourth down and 13, and he runs over to the coach and said, we got a score on this play, Coach. I'd like you to call the play. He said, Nick, you've been calling the plays all along, all year long. You're a good quarterback. You know what you're doing. You call the play. So, Coach, this is the final play of the game. I think you ought to call it. He said, the coach turned to him and said, well, we're not going to worry about a play. I want to get the ball in the hands of the best player that you've got to make that final score. So either get it to your halfback or get it to your wide receiver. I can't remember their names. But so he went in there and called a certain play where both of them were involved in the play. So he faked the handoff up the middle or on the outside sweep to his halfback, and then his wide receiver ran a route through the pass, and they had a touchdown and win the football game. So Nick Saban said, that's where I learned in coaching to rely on your best player.
Yeah, can you imagine?
And isn't that what he did in the last game against Auburn?
Yeah.
He relied on his best players to get the ball in their hand. And yeah, he said, I've always coached since that time.
Did he let his quarterback call the play, though?
Yeah.
He did? Auburn, I mean?
I don't know about that.
I was just going to say, can you imagine the quarterback coming over to Nick Saban and Saban saying, well, you just pick out what you want to run. I can't really see that happening.
Oh, my goodness. See? He just can't get past it, can he, man? Can't get past it. Hey, are you in the market to buy or sell a home? Well, it's time to call Lisa Johnson with World Impact Real Estate. Lisa is a lifelong resident of Baldwin County and has the knowledge, dedication, and experience to professionally guide you through your next real estate transaction. Let Lisa Johnson help you move forward. Call 251-609-1861 or visit RealtorLisaJohnson.com. All right. Matt, I'm turning to you.
All right. So right now, we're talking about Boudreaux's, right?
Sure. If you want to. We can go in that direction. It's the final segment.
Let's do it. So, look, we've got a lot of fun things happening right now. You know, we all say it this time of year. We should say it all year long, but laissez le bon temps rouler. It's time to let the good times roll, boys. So you got to come on down to Boudreaux's. Get your pregame started. Have some nice appetizers. Have some nice beverages. Happy hour from 3 to 6. Wednesday through Saturday, amazing Sunday brunch from 10 to 3 on Sunday. All these parades going on downtown and in the Eastern Shore and in Baldwin County, for that matter. Come get started at Boudreaux's, and we'll take good care of you. 3 to 9 Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 3 Sunday. And start off with some Mardi Gras pasta. You know, angel hair pasta, sautéed crawfish tails, some sweet red peppers. Oh, my goodness, garlic, some Parmesan Alfredo sauce. You know, you're going to have a great time, get you started. And it's important during this time of the season to make sure that you do get some good carbs in before you get those sweet drinks going down at these parades. So I'm looking out for you. I want to make sure you have a good time.
Looking out for you.
Come out, get something to eat, and then go down and party with your friends.
Is that like a high-carb, high-drink diet?
That's exactly right, yes. You have to have the two combined to make a successful Mardi Gras season.
That from Dr. Matt Brandt. Right? Yeah. Hey, I would tell you, though, when you do head over there, that's a great idea, great suggestion. I know you're going to be going over there to eat, Doug. Voodoo pasta, blackened alligator. They're not much better than that.
That's right.
I got to tell you.
You stuttered a little bit there.
Because I'm tasting it right now in my mouth.
Yeah. And like I said last time, I had the redfish and the crawfish on top and the gumbo. I'm going to get some more of that today.
Come on down.
Yeah.
Well, and let me just mention, too, if you're out and around the fort, go by and see Boom at Boom's Thai Kitchen. The renovation is done. She's reopened. Go see her. She is waiting to take care of you there at Boom's Thai Kitchen.
Maybe the food go is, see her for a little lunch.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a beautiful day out. Go out and enjoy. So, all right. Let's talk a little golf here, Bobby, as we wrap it up.
Well, we got Pebble Beach going on. You can't find a prettier place than that. I know we don't know, and Live Tour is not real popular with a lot of folks, but Neiman shot 59, so that was a pretty good score.
Yeah.
As he goes out to, on their first event down in Mexico. I like to, we're sad to talk about Carl Weathers passing away. He, you know, was in
Carl Weathers. I did not know that. He passed away.
Yeah,
really?
Yesterday. Of course, Apollo Creed and all the
sure.
Rocky movies, but it was in Happy Gilmore with the fake hand and all that. So blessings to his family. But
let me just mention also, too, we lost a good friend of ours.
Yes, we did.
Little Al Moore.
Al Moore was a fun guy to play with, great electrician, very passionate about Quail Creek and playing golf out there with the guys, and he'll sadly be missed.
So, there's no doubt.
Our prayers to his wife, and we'll be in touch about his arrangements. But, yeah, it's always sad when we lose a good friend in the golf industry.
Another guy we lost, especially the Auburn family, lost Terry Beasley.
That's right. Lost Terry this week, and we had a nice interview with his buddy Terry Henley, who was, I think, a year younger at Auburn and played running back for the Tigers. They were very close. And Terry Beasley was just a legend, obviously, playing with Pat Sullivan, the golden era, one of the great eras in Auburn football. And we had a nice visit with Terry Henley about the years of Terry Beasley and also Terry Curtis. From UMS Wright, who knew Terry Beasley and Pat Sullivan at Auburn while he played baseball. So both of those are on the Twitter page and the website.
My ex brother-in-law played linebacker at Auburn during that period. Also, David Ferguson. Mm-hmm. And look, when you think Auburn, you think about those mesh shirts. You think about the passes that Terry caught. For me, with a twin brother that grew up as an Auburn fan and me an Alabama fan, that was in the era of Johnny Musso. And, man, just some good football back then, I can tell you.
Yeah.
So we'll have to – I'll see if we can't get Johnny Musso on the show sometime.
Had a lot of people contact me, Coach Mack from Alberta and different people like – that were related to Terry Beasley. So thanks for talking about him.
Hey, we only got just a few minutes left here, but this NIL going on, especially with Tennessee, and I don't get your thoughts on it, Tennessee and Virginia filing that antitrust suit. Have you kept up with any of that?
I haven't got the details on that. What are they suing for?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the NIL, and it's so crazy right now. They supposedly broke the rules, that there's not any rules yet, and, I mean, it's a mess. This whole NIL deal, I think, has gone a little sideways. I don't know how you put the genie back in the bottle unless there's got to be a cap at some point.
The SEC and the Big Ten have gone together, right, and formed a little, whatever you want to call it, committee, and maybe they're going to set their own rules going forward is what people are thinking. But you're right, Randy, everybody, it's a mess with the portal and NIL. And a guy like I talked to a guy at Auburn last night, Jeremy Garrett, defensive line coach, left for the NFL. I said, well, you know, why did he leave? He said he's always wanted to go to the NFL and coach, and he was in the NFL before. But they also said coaching in college, you make a lot of money, but it is a brutal lifestyle right now with all you have to do with the NIL, the portal, recruiting. I mean, it is 36-7.
I don't think there's any question that that's why Coach Saban retired.
Yeah.
I think that's – you look at Jim Harbaugh, who left and went to the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting out of because it is a mess. You cannot – you have no control over your team anymore.
You got Roy Williams and Coach K. We're watching game day here.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing with them. Same as Coach Saban.
Right.
You know, they can't. You know, who could do that for more than 5 years now? So something's got to happen here.
I don't know. Bobby, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's like Coach shows up. Who's on my roster?
Yeah.
And how long are they going to be there? Did they leave for the
– Yeah.
Well, you can't discipline them anymore. And I think that was one of the things that Saban really enjoyed about – being a coach at Alabama in the collegiate ranks, not the NFL, but where he could go in and he could discipline these guys. He could give these guys a lifestyle. I mean, life learning is what he could do. And I think now it's just – about the money.
He could even spank them if he wanted to.
You know,
wow.
When we ran into Galen McCullough a few weeks out, and he was talking to – Coach Bear Bryant, should I go to med school or should I go to the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
I got an offer to go play. And Bear Bryant says, can you live without football? And he said, well, I had to think about that for a minute. He says, you're going to go to the Dallas Cowboys and get a little money and then save that up and go. That's not fair to the Dallas Cowboys before you go to med school. He says, coach out there is going to put a lot of investment, a lot of time into you. He's going to teach you that position. You may not, you start at the bottom, you work your way up, you'll be a great player. But if you're not committed to that, that's not fair to the Cowboys. So he went on and went to med school. That's the same thing we need to teach these kids. It's not fair to the program. Yes, you're going to learn something, but then to take all those skills you learn from these coaches and then go to another school, it's not fair. It's just breaks the chain, and I'm not in favor of it.
Yeah, it's certainly changing. For sports and everywhere.
For years, I really saw college coaches and NFL coaches a little differently. I saw a college coach as one who was a great leader, a great developer, somebody that develops loyalty in somebody, creates a team environment, more so from a I support you, you support me, we're all in this together atmosphere, where the NFL coach, in my opinion, was really the guy, was the manager of talent, was the manager of teams, was the guy who stood amongst all the greatest and said, here's how we're going to win. Now, there's not as much definition, I think, because of the NIL and what it takes. You kind of got mini NFL versus NFL now.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. Remember, there's only two places to eat in South Alabama, Bujo's and Boom's.
Anyway. That's right.
All right. Hey, Doug, thanks for hanging out.
Appreciate it. Randy, always good to visit.
Bobby?
Always got a game at Quail Creek. Come see us down in Fairhope.
There you go, Matt.
Come out and see us. Let's go have a great time. Mardi Gras, baby.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. We will see you next week right here with bells on our toes. You be a part of it.
Speak for yourself.
For the whole staff here. I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.